Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast. Interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 119. Matt Francis, you are running for city councilor in Ward 5. Welcome to the Public Records, the 155 Podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Joey.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a passionate, lifelong Ward 5 resident. I care deeply about our community and the future of our community. I'm married to my wife, Justine, for 9 years now. We've got two beautiful young children. We are homeowners in the Davis Creek community. And I'm also passionate about my grassroots community action groups. I'm doing a number of projects in Ward 5 right now, including Save Our Pier, which is a project where the federal government threatened to shut our piers down. I worked and went around, and in 30 days, we got a Canada-wide petition with 2,000 signatures. It was signed by a resident in every province and territory in the country, which ultimately led to results for our community, which meant investment into the pier and access restored to these piers. I also worked on the Save the Reenactment of the Battle of Stoney Creek. I went around and collected 650 signatures on that petition, and ultimately, a city council brought that to council. That was overturned. We are working towards getting a future successful events for that. 2023, bringing that reenactment back for our community. Our community loves that event. And also no to paid parking downtown Stoney Creek. You know, the city is talking about bringing paid parking back, and that's something I'm pushing back against. I talked to a lot of people down there and business owners and passionate people in the community that have invested a lot that just can't see that happen and know how bad that is for our community. So I've stepped up and on a number of these projects and helping our community out. And this is who I am. And these are things that I love doing. And I'll continue to do that and be that person standing up for our community.
Why are you running?
This is my home. I am running because I love our community. I love Ward 5. I love the people here. I care deeply about our community. I care deeply about the future of our community. I want to see our community thrive. The people here are my friends, my family, my neighbors. And I understand the people here, and I know what they expect out of their local government and what they expect out of their counselor. I've started several projects, like I just mentioned, you know, Save the Pier and Save the Battle of the Reenactment of Stoney Creek, no to paid parking. With these projects, we still have meaningful work to accomplish going forward. These projects are, although we've seen some success with them, we still need to see them through and get final results on these issues. And I'm somebody who understands their family. Like, I understand family and people's family here that live here, because I have a family of my own. I'm someone who understands their life because I'm a homeowner, I'm a taxpayer. As a lifelong Ward 5 resident, the people here are my friends, my family, my neighbors, and they want one of their own that understands them to represent them. I'm that person that's best suited to represent them because I'm one of them.
Do you live in Ward 5, yes or no?
Yes.
Does it matter if one lives in the community one seeks to represent?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a lifelong Ward 5 resident. We have a unique, diverse community that you really can't understand if you don't live here. It's a shame. I've seen other candidates join the race that do not live here, trying to represent the people here that they're just not going to understand them and the culture here. You know, these people are my friends and family and neighbors. And, you know, one example I'll give you of why it's important to live here is because just a couple weeks ago, I'm driving down King Street. And I notice a property with weeds that are 3 feet tall. Just the little things like that. I notice them because I drive on these roads every day. I'm going to my house. I'm going to the store. I'm going to my friends and my family's house. I see the things that are happening in our community. I've got my thumb on the community. I see what's happening here. As soon as I see something like that, I call the city. I make sure we take care of this. If you're not from here, these are the sort of things you're going to miss.
How have you contributed to your community and our city?
I'm so passionate about giving back to our community and the city of Hamilton, starting with volunteering for the Hamilton Children's Aid Society. I've put in many hours over the years with them, coaching football in the East End. After playing, you know, I wanted to give back and coach, you know, coaching my daughter's soccer team. And she now plays at East Hamilton Soccer Club, right in Ward 5. And I'm the Hamilton Beach Community Council Treasurer. And I've begun several community action groups, such as, like I said, Save Our Pier, Save the Battle, the Reenactment of Stoney Creek, no to paid parking, meaningful projects that impact people's lives in a positive, with positive outcomes. And to be honest with you, I've had mentors over the years, Dennis Griffin, George Neal, Rudy Florio, Jason Hayes, Kevin Harrison, Cam Wood, just to name a few, These people gave up an enormous amount of time to make me a better person. I want to give back to my community much like they did. I saw the positive outcomes that come from giving back to your community, and I love doing it. I'm passionate about it, and I want to do the same. And I see the value in this, and I know the impact we can have on people's lives by contributing to our community.
What are two of your priorities for Ward 5 and two of your priorities for Hamilton as a whole?
We're going to protect area rating to keep our taxes low. Most candidates are in favor of getting rid of it and to force Stony Creek residents to pay for services they're not asking for, such as buses in Ancaster. We shouldn't be paying for that as Stony Creek residents. I will always keep taxes low for residents of Ward 5. I hear from people all the time at the doors. I knock on their door, they come out. Times are tough right now, as you know. And I'm not going to raise the taxes on people and make people decide between paying property taxes and feeding their family. And number two is no to overdevelopment. I'm seeing a troubling trend of over-intensification. Traffic and parking concerns that are coming forward from residents because of this over-intensification and overdevelopment. People are seeing a drastic change in the way that their established communities function. And it's troubling to me. I know we've got growth is inevitable, but it's got to be done in the right places and not at the expense of our residents. As for Hamilton as a whole, I believe in those same two things. I want to keep taxes low and not overdevelop our city. And I want whatever we pass to be good for Hamilton, to move Hamilton forward and build upon the renaissance that's been created here. It also has to work mainly for Ward 5 as well. That's important to me. It's got to work. Whatever we do in Hamilton, it has to work for Ward 5. We've got great potential in this city. We can unlock that potential.
What are three skills you will bring to elected office that makes you the best choice to represent Ward 5 on Hamilton City Council?
Number one is work ethic. This is a 24/7 job. I've learned that early on. I mean, May 2nd, I was the first person to sign up and register. 8:30 in the morning, I was there on May 2nd as soon as nominations open. And I have not stopped since then. I know the hard work that this takes, and I've shown this already at this point, and I'm not going to stop. I put right on my brochures, call 24/7. And people are shocked when they call me. They call me late at night, early in the morning. People won't call at 3 in the morning, mind you, but they'll call me at all kind of crazy times, and they're shocked when I pick up the phone and answer their questions. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get this job done. It's a 24/7 job, and my work ethic is number one. Number two is collaboration. I've worked together with my community and bridging the gap with different agencies, and I'll give you an example, Save Our Pier. Transport Canada decided to make this decision. The bureaucracy of Transport Canada wanted to force the closure of the Hamilton-Burlington Canal piers. Well, it took a lot of collaboration with different entities, different politicians, cabinet ministers, the list goes on, over an 18-month period to get this done for our community and achieve results for our community. So collaboration to me, very important. You have to be able to work with all different sorts of agencies, bureaucracies, politicians, people of all stripes. You got to be able to collaborate. And number three, the ability to listen. I go door to door and everything I say to you is coming from the people of Ward 5. This isn't from Matt Francis. This is from the people of Ward 5. They're speaking through me. I'm a great listener and I care about what people have to say to me. So the ability to listen, to me, top priority for sure.
The following preamble leads to questions regarding honesty and transparency. Let's presume you are elected. During your first few weeks, you will be briefed regarding what City Hall refers to as confidential matters. We do not know what confidential matters are presently being withheld from the citizens of Hamilton. All four councillors first elected in 2018 initially voted to support the Coots Paradise cover-up, before three of the new councillors began voting against the continuing cover-up. The Municipal Act prohibits members of council from releasing information the majority of council declares confidential. With this in mind, what principles and advice will help you determine what information should be confidential and what information should be made public?
I'm going to restore trust and transparency at City Hall. People expect transparency from their councillors and from their local government. Had I been there at the time, I would be pushing to release this information and be transparent to the public and do the right thing. I'm going to persistently question staff and other members of council whether matters need to be kept private and confidential and press them on these issues. How we achieve trust, transparency, and improve the culture at City Hall is by getting into a habit of doing the right thing. We will eventually change this culture at City Hall.
The Red Hill Inquiry will issue its report early in the next term of council. The revelations regarding how City Hall ignored problems on the expressway and the toxic culture at City Hall, which silenced good people, are shocking. How do you plan to review and consider the final inquiry report when the commission releases its findings and recommendations?
This is the sort of thing I will fight to prevent from ever happening again. Moving forward, we as a city need to implement hiring practices that ensure we are getting the best and ethical individuals to run our local government, period. We as a council will review the findings and take our time digesting and act on it accordingly. We will look internally and find ways to drive change and figure out where we go from here. It will be uncomfortable, no doubt, but we can't allow this to happen again. We need to reward the right behavior, and we need toxic people out of our organization. Change is coming, and we need to make sure going forward, we make the right decisions and restore trust and transparency in our local government.
The construction of the B-Line LRT will begin during this term of council. It will be the largest construction project in Hamilton's recent history. How do you plan to respond to construction challenges and opportunities?
First of all, I will not vote to raise taxes to pay for cost overruns on this project. People are worried about this. I hear this all the time at the doors. And this is one of the issues that separates me from all the other candidates. If the federal and provincial government want to fund this project, they're more than welcome to fully fund this project. No resident should have their property tax bills hiked to pay for cost overruns. I know this is going to be a big challenge for businesses and residents. I believe in supports for local businesses, including marketing strategies for these impacted businesses. This includes a comprehensive work with our local businesses to navigate these challenges. We can help them deal with their disruptions with parking, transit, and pedestrian disruptions, find ways forward. The City of Hamilton has an obligation to help these businesses. The good thing is this is a great opportunity to upgrade our infrastructure. We have to get this right the first time and make the best of this opportunity. We will focus on growth and development in the right places.
Before we turn to land use planning, let's have a lighter question. What is something interesting or unique within Ward 5 that you believe the rest of Hamilton should know about?
Well, it's going to be impossible to pick one, but if I have to pick one, even though it's a popular place to go, it still has that small town charm to it in Ward 5. It's a small community. It feels like a small community. It feels like a small town of its own in Stony Creek. We've got the downtown Stony Creek core. It has that certain charm to it in downtown Stony Creek. You feel like you're in a unique place. It feels detached from a lot of the rest of the city.
City Council decides land use planning and zoning. It decides where housing and businesses are located and the type of housing and businesses which are permitted in locations. There are three questions on this topic. Ontario's provincial policy statement, Ontario's de facto planning law, defines the 300 meters surrounding LRT and GO stations as major transit station areas. Ward 5 will have two LRT stations and already has the new Confederation GO train station. Both require Hamilton City Council to update zoning bylaws to plan for intensification. What is your vision for major transit areas, and how will you implement that vision?
First, I just want to say with the Confederation train station, we're not at the point yet where trains are operational there. So I'm looking forward to the provincial government because it is a provincial government decision when they want to implement that there and have that up and running for service. It'll be great when they do that, when our province does that. Of course, we have to be mindful first and foremost of the existing community and the residents. We cannot go forward with proposals that don't address traffic, parking, height violations. I will never support proposals that negatively impact our residents and their property values. Growth is inevitable, but it must be done in the right places, and our major transit corridor should be the first place we start before we even consider changing the way our established neighborhoods function. I would support a system in which we see our HSR system integrated with GO Transit and the LRT. New integration to our current transit system is important. We need to get that right. It needs to function properly and serve our residents and provide the best possible solutions to cut back on traffic while also addressing environmental concerns. We must work together with our provincial partners to see this vision through.
There are many planning applications along King Street between Nash Road and Gray Road, with more to come. What is your vision for this corridor, and why is that your vision?
Joy, I've spoken to hundreds of residents in this area, particularly in this area. They all know change is coming. They've seen properties scooped up for redevelopment, and they are very concerned about the size of these developments. They're concerned about out-of-town developers trying to maximize profits at the expense of our community. Many of these builders are from Toronto, so it's worrying for you can imagine. I hear one consistent message in all the conversation. There's rules of building, build within the rules. We need to make sure all development proposals address concerns in our community, such as traffic, parking, height, and zoning bylaws that conform to community standards, architectural standards, historical standards. People here want to keep that charm that Ward 5 has, charm that downtown Stoney Creek has. Stoney Creek is unique. We have a great history here. We are losing more and more businesses. We need to make sure we're accounting for the lost retail when these developments do happen. Can't be all residential. I've made it clear to our community that I'll always stand up for our community and fight the developers who think they're going to maximize profits at the expense of our community. It's not going to happen. My vision is the community's vision, and that is responsible development that meets our needs.
The city of Hamilton is updating its decades-old residential zoning bylaws. This means the addition of secondary dwelling units within the neighborhoods of Ward 5, the dividing of older, larger lots to create two houses, and other forms of intensification. How will you balance the need to build more housing while responding to concerns regarding intensification?
The concerning housing trend that I'm seeing is implementation of 3 and 4-plexes in our established communities without consulting the people that live there. This is a major concern for residents. I have heard from hundreds of people on this particular issue, and this is a type of intensification that's not going to work in our established communities. It's not going to work for Ward 5. There's a place for development, our established communities. It's not appropriate there. There's lots of places to build in Hamilton, which does not negatively disrupt our way of life.
Road safety is a significant issue across Hamilton, including in Ward 5. What is your overall plan to address road safety? Please provide 3 detailed specifics of your plan.
Number 1, providing our police service with adequate resources to prevent crime, prevent speeding, and protect pedestrians and drivers. Number 2, propose more traffic calming, such as stop signs, increased visibility on crosswalks, increased visibility on our signs and stop signs, lowering speed limits in places where it makes sense to lower the speed limit. Speed bumps on streets that we can identify as problematic, which the community is also advocating for. And number 3, expanding photo radar is a valuable tool. Where I live, I mean, we had photo radar right on my street. I saw it firsthand and the positive impact that it had before and after. I can tell you for sure it had an impact on driving habits and behavior on my street. I'm saying this because people have told me this. These ideas, they're not just my ideas. These are coming from what I'm hearing from people at the doors in our community, and I will always prioritize safety for our residents.
Turning to governance and expertise, let's use the idea that it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill or trade and apply it to being a municipal councillor. One person cannot be an expert in all matters which come before council for decision. How will you gain the necessary learning to be able to make informed decisions? What reading do you do? What professional development will you look for? And what types of people will you seek advice from?
My informed decisions come from listening to our community. And as far as I'm concerned, they're number 1. I will listen to their advice and govern accordingly. They're the experts because they deal with the issues. Who's a better expert on road safety than the people that have children playing on their front yard? Also, listening to others that have put a lot of time and effort into their craft, whether that's city staff or incumbent counselors who've seen probably almost everything. These are the types of people I will continue building relationships with so I'm able to be the best at my job as possible and best serve our city. I do have municipal experience myself. I worked for the city for nearly 8 years. I understand the complex workings of our local government. I don't believe the learning ever ends, though. It doesn't matter how experienced you are, the learning is never going to end. I'm often reading and studying what most people would consider to be boring, such as legislation, but that impacts our city, and I'm interested in seeing how we can make the best of that.
What are 2 changes you will propose to improve city services?
Number 1, I propose we have quicker resurfacing times for our roads with an emphasis on heavy traffic corridors. Although Barton Street from Parkdale to the Red Hill is not in Ward 5, it certainly impacts the constituents in Ward 5 greatly. If you've ever driven down there, you'll understand why. It was named the worst road in Ontario. I've heard horror stories of people wrecking their cars and suspension and tires on this road. A big reason this road gets trashed is because of heavy volume and heavy commercial vehicles that are using it on a regular basis. I would propose that these heavily used roads be evaluated more frequently. That's number one. And number two, as a parent, I'm very upset that our children are being left behind and shut out from recreation programs. We are seeing parents go to book their kids into swim lessons and rec programs, and all the spots completely being filled up in a matter of minutes. Maybe sometimes I've heard a minute. That's totally unacceptable. We need to get more staff working during peak hours to accommodate this demand.
What are two changes you will propose to improve quality of life in Hamilton?
Number one for sure is low taxes. That's my first priority. I hear from people all the time saying they're financially stretched to the limits. When city council raises people's taxes, they're quite literally taking food out of people's mouths. I never want to see people have to decide between paying their taxes or eating. That's so wrong. I hear it far too often, and it's disturbing. If we keep taxes low, it will improve the quality of life for Hamiltonians. And number two, affordable housing. This is a top priority. We need to build more units. We need to update the units that are in disrepair. We need to start doing the basics for these people right first. A friend of mine who actually lives in City Housing Hamilton recently told me, we as a city can't even get garbage collection figured out for them. They just need a bin for their community, because on garbage night, critters and raccoons, they come, they tear up the garbage, and makes their community look like a war zone almost. I'm not the counselor yet, but I hope I'm elected the counselor. But as a concerned resident, I'll be working with the community on resolving all sorts of basic issues for people all across our community. We as a city are not prioritizing well, nor are we spending tax dollars well.
It's 2026. The public record is writing a review of the four-year council term that is just ending. What three words do you hope we will use to describe your term on council? And what three words do you hope will describe council as a whole?
For my term on council, the word served. People want to feel served. I want people to feel happy with the work that I've done for them. I think that's very important. The job of a counselor is to serve their community. That's number one. Number two, competent. I'd like people to think that I'm competent and I've done a great job listening to them and representing their voice and getting the job done for them, getting the job done that they deserve, the quality of work that they deserve and rely on, which leads me into my next one, which is number three, reliable. When I say I'm going to do something, I fully intend on doing what I set out to do and to see things through and to finish. I have it on my brochures, call me 24/7. I really mean that when I say that. People seriously can't believe it when I pick up at these late night calls or early morning calls. I'll pick up the phone. We can work together as a council to also achieve these same goals. I believe my goals should be the same as the city council's.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. Do you have any closing remarks you wish to share?
First of all, thank you so much for doing this. This is quite the ambitious undertaking that you've done here, giving candidates an opportunity to reach people in a meaningful way. I really appreciate it. It shows how much you care about our community, so thank you. And lastly, I'm excited to get back out there and listen to our community. Joey, I love our community. I put my love, my sweat, my tears into this community. And I know because of this, people on October 24th will be excited to go out and vote for Matt Francis for Ward 5 Councillor. Thank you.
And how do they find out more about you and connect?
You can find me on Instagram at mattfrancis.5. Or you can find my website, voteformatt.ca. Call me 24/7, 905-519-6728.
This has been episode 119 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the press club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.